Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side. Today, I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Ron's Pure Maple Syrup located between West Branch and Rose City is Debbie Thomas. How are you today, Debbie?
I'm just fine. Making syrup, so.
I was going to say, this is probably a busy time for you. Now, weather-wise, a little different than it's been the last couple of years. Is that good or bad, or it really doesn't matter when it comes to, tapping for maple syrup?
It's all dependent on the weather.
Yeah.
We need the warm days, and we have to be below freezing at night in order to get the sap to come out during the day. And it's been a pretty good year this year. We've had, this last week has been a little warm, but it's supposed to cool right down again. And so we plan on making some more syrup.
Very good. Now, how many trees do you tap?
This year we have approximately 3,000 taps.
Wow.
A few of the trees have two taps on them, but
depending on
the size.
Now, do you tap them all at the same time, or do you rotate them? How does that work in terms of tapping trees for sap?
We try and get them tapped all at the same time. We have a crew of friends and family that come in, and we do our best to get them all tapped, so we catch all the runs as soon as they start happening. And
all right. Now, from tapping the tree to the maple syrup or maple products that go on our table, how long does that process take?
This year we tapped the first or the middle of February, which is an early time for us.
Yeah.
But we did our first boiling on February 22nd. So, as far as time-wise from tapping to boiling, it depends on Mother Nature. We've had some where it started running as soon as we tapped, and because the weather was that way. And other years, it's been maybe 2-3 days, sometimes longer, before it actually gets a good run. But once it runs, within 24 hours, it's boiled into syrup. And because we try to get we want to get it made into syrup as soon as possible.
Sure, sure. Now, it's available right now because you guys have a couple of events coming up. One happening this weekend already, right?
Yes, we're having, we're celebrating part of the Michigan Maple Syrup Weekend.
Yeah.
And even though it's spread over into 3 weekends, we're doing ours this Saturday and Sunday from March 19th and 20th.
Okay.
We're also going to do an open house on March 26th, and all days are open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. to tour our sugar bush.
Oh, very nice. The sugar bush.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, what kind of products do you offer? Obviously, pure maple syrup, but what other kind of products do you offer made with maple syrup?
Okay, we have maple cream, which is used as a spread. You can put it on pancakes, toast, or even use it in coffee or whatever if you'd like to. Basically, anything you would put butter on or peanut butter on, you can put the maple cream on. And then we also make maple sugar. It's granulated. It can be used in place of white sugar. And then we make maple candy also, which is in the shape of maple leaves, and we also have some in the shape of Michigan and
Very good.
And we're going to offer samples of all this for you to taste, and as well as having the products available for you to purchase.
Sure.
In addition, you can taste maple syrup on ice cream, which is a fantastic way to use it.
Oh, it does sound good. Yeah, well, they can do that, plus now they can probably take two or two and see how this is all done.
Yeah, we are dependent on the weather we're actually going to be boiling. But even if we can't boil, we're going to be back there to take everyone on a tour of the sugar bush and show them how it starts from tapping all the way to the actual production. Mm-hmm. And, like I said, as well as having products they can sample on. Regardless of the weather, we will be back there to show them the process.
All right, very good. I was going to ask you about the weather, all weather dependent. Now, it's this weekend and then next weekend also, right?
Next Saturday only.
Okay.
Yeah.
And,
mm-hmm.
and now, what are the hours for the open houses?
It's 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.,
okay.
Although we do welcome visitors at any time.
Yeah.
We're down there most days. There again, some days we aren't, but most days we are. We definitely will be during our open house hours. So.
Okay, very good. And then, now where are you located, Debbie? I said between West Branch and Rose City, but if people are coming to find you, how do they do so?
Okay, we are a mile off 33 on Campbell Road. The address is 133 North Campbell, and we will have signs posted on both 33 and State Road. It would be, and Peters Road, it's off Peters Road, which is about 3 miles north of 55 or 6 miles south of Rose City.
Oh, very good. All right. Well, they'll find you. Now, do you have a website? Can they learn more from a website on what you do and where you're located?
Yes, we do have a website. It's ronspuremaplesyrup.com, and that's all small letters.
All right. That's the best way to go. Check that out, and you'll learn more about Ron's Pure Maple Syrup, located between West Branch and Rose City. They've got open houses going on this weekend, and then next Saturday also, as it is the maple syrup season, that's for sure. And Debbie Thomas from Ron's Pure Maple Syrup, we appreciate your time today on Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Well, I appreciate you letting me take the time to get our news out about our open house.